everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you about praying the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross that we so often, sometimes flippantly, and we do, acknowledge or do without really realizing what it means and how special it is. Saint Bernadette was a young girl who was very blessed to see Mary. Our Lady appeared to her for quite a few weeks in Lourdes in France. Saint Bernadette is actually my confirmation name, and I was always drawn to her and the story about her because she was illiterate. She couldn't read, she couldn't write, she didn't know the catechism, but she knew her God. And she would often, well, she carried rosary beads around with her because they were the prayers that she knew off by heart. They were the prayers that she went to because she couldn't read the Word of God, the scriptures. She couldn't read books about God because she couldn't read, but she knew in her mind the words of God, of the Our Father and the Hail Mary and a few other of the prayers. And that's what she would lean into. And on the first day when Our Lady appeared to Bernadette, she was very scared. Mary actually didn't speak to her for the first two apparitions. And Bernadette was very scared. And what she did was she leaned into her pocket and held on to the rosary beads. And Our Lady was holding rosary beads herself in this apparition. And Mary didn't speak, but she lifted the crucifix at the bottom of the rosary beads and lifted it, put to her forehead, and then brought it down to her heart. She made the sign of the cross and was trying to convey to Bernadette, it's okay, you're safe. And Bernadette didn't know it was Our Lady at first, but you're safe. You know, I am from God. God has sent me. And this turning to Jesus on the cross, Mary was trying to share that, you know, God and Jesus was on her mind. It is safe. This prayer is like a holy shield for us. It protects us. You know, they often have in the movies, I don't watch them, but the stupid horror movies, and you know, I just recall they were advertising on TV, and there was like a vampire or something, and someone made the sign of the cross. Well, that's actually protection for us. Jesus is always our protection for us. So why do we flippantly just do it or not think of it when it's a holy shield for us? Wow. It's acknowledging God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has protection over my life. They are Lord of my life. God covers us with Himself, who created us, the Son who saved us, and the Holy Spirit who breathes life into us. It is our faith. It is our belief. It is who we are. So every time we do this, we say a prayer over ourselves. We acknowledge our God. We worship our God. We tell our God who we believe in. This motion, this physical act of faith, brings our mind to center our minds, brings our minds to center on God, brings our whole being, and it gives us access to our God. for the entirety of our whole life, we have access because of God sending his Son, of what his Son did, and the Holy Spirit, who then was sent to us and lives with us. Wow. Wow. This simple prayer comes because of the Holy Cross, because of what God has done for us. The cross symbol is precious. You know, just recently with the king being crowned in England, the Vatican sent a piece of the cross of Christ to be put into a sword that was given to the king as a gift. Because then hopefully the king, with all the decisions that he can make as king of the country, that he would be wise and he would follow what God would want for the country that he is representing. Let's not do it just out of habit and thoughtlessness. Let's be mindful of what we're doing. It honours Christ and his suffering, the suffering that he did for us on the cross. It honours the eternal entrance that he has made possible for us to go to the Father, for us to have eternal life. We are honouring our God when we make the sign of the cross. You know, I spoke about, if you saw it, about this man, Jamie, who had cerebral palsy and had gone to Lourdes, and he wasn't healed of his physical ailment, but he was healed internally of his bitterness and his anger and his annoyance that he was born this way. God made him joy-filled and loving and kind, or back to what he was created to be like. And one thing that he shared with people later that was the thing that he missed at the most was not being able to do the sign of the cross, because he was in a wheelchair with his hands sort of crippled in the deformity of the muscles, and he couldn't do it like we do. And when the pilgrims that were with him heard this from him, when he shared about it, they made sure that every time at grace before meals, whenever the sign of the cross was done in their group, that they went and did it over him. And he said, if only I could make the sign of the cross. It made me very, very tearful, actually, that he had this strong desire just to do that. That was going to be his entire prayer. It's an honor to make it, and we don't honor it as much as we should. You know, every person on that pilgrimage, that group that was with him, started to feel like it's an honor when we can pray the sign of the cross over Jamie. I'm doing like an extra worship thing for God. Do we ever pray the sign of the cross over our children? Even if they're not aware of it, our grandchildren, you know, when they have a sleepover, do you go in and make the sign of the cross over them? That God would bless them, that the Spirit would come and reach them. You know, I often have people sharing and saying, you know, my children don't go to church anymore. They don't share with their children, so they're my grandchildren. They don't share with them about God. So why can't you? Why can't you teach the children the sign of the cross, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, even if it is just Grammy's prayers? It's so important and so special. And they pick up that you honour God. They pick up this, and maybe, just maybe, you'll be the one that will reach them for God. Maybe when you share with them and say, we don't behave like that, because God has created us to be kind and good and not to be mean and nasty. Maybe the grandchildren's example will rub off on the parents. Who knows? Who knows? Let us make the sign of the cross over our family members. Let us pray it with grace. Let us have a profound thankfulness that we can actually do it ourselves. And if you don't have any words in prayer, just do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit within me, be with me as I come and sit with you in prayer today. As Bruce often shares, from the top of my head to my heart and across the entirety of my life, may the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ be on me and in me. Amen. Thanks for listening.